Welcome to Awakening Church's Life in the Kingdom, Seven Studies Through the Sermon on the Mount.
Chapter 6, Expectations, How to Treat God and Others, Matthew 7, verses 1 through 12. It often amazes us how little children are unable to follow the most basic rules. As much as we try clarity, like clean up your toys after you play with them, or brevity, be quiet, children often find ways to do the very things we've asked them not to do. Sometimes the simplest rules are the most difficult to obey. Throughout the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus has given us a few very simple commands, but nothing more basic than this section. Summarized in his famous Golden Rule, Jesus essentially asks us to give other people the same attention, care, and immediacy we give ourselves. Matthew 7:12 says, "Whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them." When we take this command to its most literal and practical level, the implications are enormous. If we were poor, homeless, and in a deep addiction, what would we hope others would do for us? If we misspoke or made a mistake, how would we wish someone would respond to us? If we made a series of terrible decisions, how might we like our closest friends to respond? One of the surprising things about Jesus' teaching, when inspected closely, is that he does not just gloss over dicey situations. He's aware that if we abandoned all judgment, we would waste our time and get run down by destructive people in our life. This means he does not call us to abandon judgment or embrace judgment, but to live by good judgment, which is also known as discernment. Jesus is also aware that relating to God in prayer will be difficult. So instead of assaulting us with regulations or abandoning any sort of rule, he simply tells us to embrace the mystery of a praying life by asking for whatever we need, whenever we need it, every day, just like a child. Matthew 7:11. Finally, instead of telling us the particulars for how to treat everyone in our life, he calls us to love people with the same level of attention that we show ourselves. It's a great place to start reflecting. How have you loved yourself? All of us live with regrets. All of us are disappointed in ourselves for some reason. Some of us have struggled deeply with depression or self-love. But nevertheless, the person we have shown the most grace to over our whole lives is simply us. Jesus knows that if we could expand our imagination and picture ourselves in the place of our neighbor, our love for them would expand immensely. Questions from the text. Number one, what does Jesus mean when he says, "And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you," in verse 2? Number two, does Jesus say we should never remove the speck out of our brother's eye? In verse 5, what does this mean? Number three, how can Jesus' analogy of a father and a child help us in our prayer life? Number four, what does Jesus compare his teaching to in Matthew 7:12? Why is this comparison important? Application. Number one, how have you seen Christians judge others poorly? Number two, when have you seen an example of someone exercising judgment positively? Number three, how have you practiced avoiding throwing pearls before pigs in Matthew 7:6? In other words, how have you protected yourself from destructive people? When have you failed at this, and why is it important? Number four, how have you wrestled with unanswered prayers in your life? Number five, what has God taught you about his fatherly nature through your life in prayer? Number six, can you tell us about a time where you asked God for something and he never gave it to you, but it turned out for your best? What happened? What did you learn? Number seven, who is someone you have difficulty loving, and why has it been difficult? Number eight, how can you change your approach to a difficult person in your life after reading and reflecting on the Golden Rule, Matthew 7:12? Final thought, when you find yourself discouraged or having difficulty loving someone, what do? Many of us work really hard at just being a nice person. Jesus gives us a much better fuel than self-help and behavioral modification. He actually gives us himself. When you struggle to love someone, don't just dwell on them and you, but instead dwell on what Jesus Christ has done for both of you. Jesus was the one who showed his great love for us by dying for us in our place. Jesus says, "Greater love has no one than this, than someone laying down his life for his friends." John 15:13. The shocking truth of the gospel is that he did not just lay down his life for friends, but also for his enemies. This is why Paul writes, "For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us that in while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Romans 5:6-8.